Alaska Native Sisterhood President Isabella Brady helped put together a welcoming ceremony at the Rocky Gutierrez Airport on Sunday, including a performance of the Xitgaquan dancers.
And so as they came off the plane, we sang one of our Kiksati songs, and I greeted them on behalf of the Kiksati to our land, and George Jackson welcomed them on behalf of the Kagwantans, the Raven Eagle thing. And so the board from SJ and Dubuque and some city officials were there, and I think it was a great way for them to start their visit to Sitka.
Brady and the ANS hosted a lunch at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall on Tuesday for the Dubuque officials. Many credit Sheldon Jackson College for its influential role in the founding of the Alaska Native Brotherhood. Brady says she wanted to ensure that Dubuque officials recognize that Sheldon Jackson was far more than a boarded-up campus. She believes the college's legacy has shaped the state.
Sheldon Jackson is the oldest educational institution at the time. It had territory in the state with the largest impact of leaders and graduates from the school. Very strong discipline, work ethics, and it just made a tremendous impact overall with the leadership that came out of the school through the mission that Sheldon Jackson had.
Brady attended Sheldon Jackson in the 1940s. She interrupted her schooling to serve in the Navy during World War II and later finished her education on the GI Bill. She says that while Native culture relies on oral history traditions, she hopes that Sheldon Jackson's role in the state's history can be documented and that the school, if it reopens, can serve as an archival research center. There are mixed feelings in the community about trying to preserve Sheldon Jackson's historic mission. Brady is a devout Christian. For her, the reopening of Sheldon Jackson is more important than the connection to the Presbyterian Church offered by Dubuque.
It wouldn't be the bottom line. I really admired the early missionaries. I think they came earning $40 a month, you know, and room and board, and the sacrifice that they had to give and the commitment that they had was great. I don't think we'll ever get back to the grassroots level. I would say I would be willing to negotiate that. I know that the Presbyterian part of me is very strong.
Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams also was involved in hosting the Dubuque delegation. McAdams graduated from Sheldon Jackson just 9 years ago. He says he was surprised by the interest Dubuque officials expressed in the college even before their tour was over. He doesn't think a first series of meetings could have gone any better. I asked him about that and whether Sitka as a whole could rally to Sheldon Jackson in a way Dubuque officials felt was necessary to ensure the school's future.
I'm hopeful that we're at the beginning of a great relationship that I hope can go on for many years.
They talk about a partnership with community that probably didn't exist between Sheldon Jackson and Sitka in the waning days of the last college. Do you think we can connect the dots the way Dubuque was talking about and give them the kind of support they believe is necessary for small private education?
All of my instincts tell me that this is an education-oriented town. Education is very important to the voters, to the people of the city. I think that what Dubuque does is they bring a tremendous amount of educational acumen to the table. And I think that as we continue to prepare and as they put together a strategy or a long-range plan for that campus over the next weeks and months, I think that as those two things come together and people in the community see what the vision is for the future of Sheldon Jackson College, I think there's a ripe, fertile ground in this community to build a great relationship between a private college and the greater community.
Mayor McAdams cited the University of Alaska Southeast and Mount Edgecombe High School as evidence of Sitka's commitment to education. Before leaving Sitka, University of Dubuque President Jeffrey Bullock announced that his institution and Sheldon Jackson trustees would jointly develop a plan for transformation of the Sitka School. Bullock expected a first draft to be completed by the end of September. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.